Really, Riley?
Really, Riley?
Really, Riley?
Really, Riley?
Really, Riley?
Really, Riley?
Are you ready? This is the Really Riley Podcast. Woo!
Hello, beloveds. I'm back. God, I can't sing. Thank you guys for coming back to Really Riley. I am officially back from maternity leave. I kind of say officially back because I was trying to keep up with my Really Riley podcast through YouTube and doing a couple of video casts. And I did, and you guys seem to really like them. So once I establish my new normal as a mom of two, I am going to start those up again because you guys seem to like the behind the scenes. And it was also fun to show you guys my studio and all that stuff. But speaking of establishing that new normal, that's what I wanted to talk to you guys about today. Because as of today, my second little boy is 6 weeks old. And I think it was Kim Kardashian that I heard say, weird reference there, a long time ago, that going from one kid to two is going from like one to 10. Oh my God, is it true? But for you guys that aren't parents, I don't want this entire blog about establishing a new normal to be just about being a mom, because I am a lot more than just a mom. Greatest job in the world. But I feel like there's more to me than that. And I have more to discuss with you than just that. Don't worry. All that mom stuff is in there. But I figured last couple of times I've talked to you guys, I was talking a lot about pregnancy and babies and all the things that go along with that. And obviously, that's part of the fabric of who I am. I'm a mom of two now. But I feel like there's a lot of other things going on in the world of Riley. So keeping it real, I wanted to include all of those because that's what we do here on Really Riley, is keep it real. And believe it or not, you guys, because I am so scatterbrained and sleep deprived right now, I have notes. Usually I just like wing this podcast, but I had a lot of things that I wanted to like cover and I wanted to make sure that I went through all of them. So creating a new normal. I feel like sometimes that's like such a difficult thing for people to do and do it successfully. Because I know for me for a long time it was, especially after I had my first son. I was like, oh my God, like how am I going to have some semblance, whatever, I'm tired, of a normal life? Like how am I going to date again? How am I ever going to like go work out again? How am I going to do anything normally ever again? And trust me, it's not just because I have two of them that I'm all put together. I mean, basically all of those questions in me are still there, with the exception of dating, because my fiance is amazing and we're getting married in 6.5 months. Add that one to my list of things to do and stuff we're going to talk about on Really Riley, but that's for another time. So in terms of me and figuring things out, I mean, I had a list of a bunch of different things that I wanted to like check off and get in check. And I'm working on it. Like one of them, and it's sad that I like bring this up first, but not really, is fashion. I mean, my name is Riley Couture, for goodness sakes. But it was like all throughout my pregnancy, all I wore was leggings, sweatshirts. Thank God I was pregnant in winter because it made it easy. But I was like, I want to establish my fashion now. And I don't want to necessarily say like a new normal in terms of being a mom of two, because I don't swing by that school of thought that, oh, you're a mom and you should dress this one certain way, or, oh, you're 39, so you should dress blah, 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 blah. I live by the beat of my own drum. You're going to find that a lot of these like little isms aren't coming out right because I'm so tired, but bear with me, y'all. But no, I'm like J-Lo. Or at least I want to be like her someday. I want to just always feel sexy in whatever stage I'm in. And I won't bullshit you and say that, oh yes, I'm a mom and I just gave birth and I feel so sexy in my skin, because I don't. I am proud of my progress so far. I am proud of where I'm going to go. But am I the happiest I've ever been in my skin? No. I mean, after I had my first son, Lyric, 5.5 years ago, I can honestly say I was feeling sassy and sexy AF. This one, meh. Second pregnancy hits a little different for Miss Riley. But I feel like in terms of fashion, I'm trying to be a little bit more bold, a little bit more daring, creating that new normal in terms of color, in terms of like, I've never really wanted to wear stuff without a bra because I don't like my burbage, but I'm trying to like rethink the way I speak to myself in that sense, especially after having a second kid. Hence, a new normal in fashion. Another new normal that I am going to be working out as of tomorrow, and I can't, or as of this week. God, my brain doesn't work. But as of this week, I'm going to work out again. Woo! Oh my God. You guys, that to me has been the biggest, hardest thing, letting go of this last 6 weeks and even letting go of like my strength in the gym. Because if you guys follow me for 5 seconds or talk to me for 5 seconds, you know that fitness is life. We're a fitness family. My fiance and I, who's a strength coach, bonded over fitness. He's won bodybuilding competitions. He's about to do another one next year. God help us. But I have to establish a new normal in terms of working out because I have to get my strength back. Like, am I going to stop? No. Did I work out up until 4 days before I gave birth to my second son? Yes. So in the gym, it's just like you use it or you lose it quickly. It's crazy to me how squishy everything got so fast. Like in pregnancy per se, I did maintain more of my strength than I thought I was going to, but everything got loosey goosey, oopy droopy. Or at least in my book, I know there's going to be a lot of people that are like, Riley, what are you talking about? You look great. And granted, like I said, I'm kinder to myself in my head than I am out loud sometimes because I like to joke and I like to, you know, make light of something that maybe I'm not comfortable with. Like I worked really hard on my ass for years to get it plump and like the peach emoji because growing up, I was the only Puerto Rican I knew that didn't have a booty. I was flat back there, like had big old boobies. But I had no booty. Like my sister, you could set a cup on that ass. Talking about wanting to be like J-Lo, she literally has that butt. I didn't. And now with pregnancy, bye-bye. And I want to like run back in the gym and roar. But obviously we don't want to hurt ourselves. So my trainer, thank God he's sensible. He's like, slow down, Tiger. So it's a new normal for me to have to like, hold up, like back up and realize that I have to rebuild stuff. I'm not the, you know, rawr. Well, I'm still rawr. Wow, that rawr sounded real good, didn't it? Sound like a little kitty cat. But I'm not as strong in terms of moving the weight right now as I was. I will get back there. But in establishing that new normal, I got to take the steps. You can't skip steps or you're going to fall flat on your face. I mean, that's just true with working out. And I guess for lots of things in life. So establishing that new normal. And that can be just such a gut trip. I feel like any kind of like reestablishing of yourself is such a kick in the ass because you think, oh, well, I used to be this and I should be able to do this and now I can't. And that realization could make a lot of people quit. Quitting and me don't get along, but I could see how some people would. I could see I'd be like, ah, fuck it. You know what I mean? Like I'll just move on to something else and put my energy there. But for me, not working out or not creating that strength in the gym is just as much a mental reward as it is a physical one. So for me, getting back to that place or as the best I possibly can, I will get back to that place. Speaking it into existence is a necessity. It's not a luxury for me. And I do, with the new normal, have to find different ways of doing it. Like the fiance and I like used to work out together. It was like our foreplay. TMI, but yeah, it was something we bonded over and we kind of can't really do that for a little while. I mean, once my second son, Malin, gets old enough to be able to like, you know, be in a kids club when he's not a tiny, tiny baby, we can do that because Lyric, he's old enough to go. And also COVID, that created a new normal too, because even though the world is semi-opening back up in certain places, it's not all the way. So that was another new normal within workouts that everybody had to do. But if you have that want and that determination, a new normal shouldn't deter you from getting there. That's basically what I'm saying with that aspect. I mean, another new normal, sleep. I am not going to lie to y'all. I ain't got zero advice on that. I'm literally on a medium-sized cup of coffee and 2 very large energy drinks today. I have no idea how to figure this out. We're getting a sleep schedule together for my son. My first son was very, very good as a baby, would sleep out. You put him down, he was out. This one, he's got more of me than I thought he would because he's like, F you, if I don't want to sleep, I'm not going to sleep. If I don't want to eat, I'm not going to eat. He's like, nope, I want what I want when I want it and I want it now. That's my kid. Faux show. I mean, another one that I'm reworking now is my eating, because when I was pregnant, I got to eat whatever I wanted, and I'm glad I did. Granted, I worked out like crazy in the gym, so I felt like I could have that reward system as to not be unhealthy in my pregnancy, because I don't feel like you can just go ahead and just do whatever you want in terms of eating, because that could be bad for you and the baby later, or at least for me anyway, because I don't give people advice on what they can and can't do in terms of pregnancy. It's just not a good place. It's not a good look. It's a slippery slope. But now it's time to get it right and tight, because let's just face it, I can do all the work in the gym, but if I'm putting slop in my mouth, not going to get those results. So thank God my fiance is a strength coach that knows all about those things called macros, basically not counting calories, but counting and weighing out the things that you put in your mouth so you can get the best results. Listen, everybody's like, oh yeah, can you tell me about that? I know nothing. I know that my fiance is really great at it and has a degree in conditioning and strength coaching and all the things. And he helps me, thank God for him, in so many more ways than one. But yeah, I mean, it's creating that new normal, and like, we have delicious foods delivered all the time to the studio. And yeah, I'm going to treat myself. That's part of the new normal. Like, we have a date night to one of our favorite restaurants next week, and I'm going to eat all the things and dessert. But it's reworking and revamping my mind to go, yeah, I can't just shove things in my face anymore, and I have to have the discipline to create a new normal even with food. I mean, there's a new normal going on with kids. My kids, like, whoa, this is one of the biggest new normals, because obviously I have a 6-week-old. But in my 5-year-old, 5.5-year-old son, Lyric, it's like I'm constantly having to not, I don't want to say neglect, because obviously you never neglect, but that's a mom guilt word that you tell yourself when you can't split yourself in half and give the first one the attention that the second one's getting, because the second one literally cannot take care of themselves. I'm telling myself that as much as anybody else right now, but it's like reworking your energy system, reworking your love. And I know that sounds weird, because obviously the second they're born, you do have that instant love for them. That's a given. But what's not a given, and what they don't tell you, is that you have to figure out how to split your attention, your energy, your patience in half, or in thirds, or in fourths, or whatever, how many children you have. And side note, I'm not having any more. I don't know why I threw that in there, because that's just always the question. Are you going to try for a girl? No, we are not. And then the last one on the list is creating a new normal in relationships. And I slow that one down because I think of my relationship in terms of my fiance and soon to be husband way quicker. Like, that's crazy. We're going to be man and wife in 6 months, because as of January 7th, we were together 2 years. So in just over 2 years, we have had to create new normals in our relationship over and over again. You think, what could you possibly have gone through in 2 years? For those of you that are in the cheap seats in the back and have never heard my podcast, if you're new, thank you. Or you guys have forgotten the journey, I'm going to tell you about it real quick. I'm going to give you like the Reader's Digest version. We literally got engaged in 6 months. Fabulous, right? From jump, he became like basically a bonus dad to my kid, basically the dad that's there with him every single day and supports him, pays for things, does things with him, teaches things, his everyday constant. That happened very quickly. So that was a new normal for him. Right after we got engaged, we had a bunch of issues with family, toxic people. Listen to my last podcast if you want to hear all about that. And then we had a miscarriage. Then we found out that he had to have a vascular necrosis surgery literally a month later and had to have a bone graft from his leg put in his hip. He was either in a wheelchair, crutches, or limping for the better part of a year, so half of our relationship. Then quarantine. Then pregnancy. Beautiful, that one. And, oh, side note, we moved from my condo to his house. Then we sold his house and built a house. And here we are planning a wedding with a 6-week-old and a 5-year-old. So in all of that, I will admit that I, for the most part, he's way better at working things out than I am, didn't really have the best success at creating new normal. I was always focusing on the fact that we didn't get a honeymoon stage like a lot of couples did, because I always feel like within that honeymoon stage is what you remember when, like, you're annoying each other when you're old and gray and you can't stand each other and you're like doing girls trip to get away from your husband. I mean, I hope that doesn't happen, but I'd be naive to think that it wouldn't someday for at least a little while. But I always say, you know, oh, it's that honeymoon phase that you look at each other and that's how you always see each other. And I don't feel like we really got a lot of that. We kind of skipped out on it. We literally got like 3 months of that. And this is what you get for moving so fast in life. But that's also what my 6.5 years younger fiance gets for proposing to an old lady. I'm not an old lady. I'm joking. He would so roll his eyes at me if he heard that. And I'm sure he is right now if he's listening to this, because he does. But I don't think I was able to reestablish the new normal because I was so wrapped up in all of the other things that we had to focus on. I didn't have time to try to revamp it. And that's so ever true now that we have a 6-week-old, because it's just like, when do you have time to have sex? We do it. It happens, but it's like, it sucks because at first you have to like work at it. And I'm not saying, like, y'all don't sit here and make any assumptions about my sex life. I'm not saying anything in that way. Let's be real here on Really Riley, because the sex is good, TMI, but it's just a matter of like working it around what's happening. But I also feel like in reworking your new normal, you have to make time for all that. I sound like a sex therapist, but I don't want to be roommates with my fiance husband. I don't want to do that ever. I saw something on The Real Housewives a while ago, and I forget which Real Housewives it was or which franchise it was, but one of the housewives was like, yeah, I literally schedule an appointment for sex with my husband every single week. And I was like, what? I'm not going to do that. I would feel incredibly weird. But the idea that that woman's getting it at least one time a week and she's connecting with her husband, I can't be mad at it. That's her normal. I'm sure that was a new normal for her at some point, and it's what works for her. And she's still married. And I think that one had been married for like 15 years, so she's obviously doing something right. I mean, Marshall and I, in terms of establishing our new normal beyond, you know, getting the Nana in, is also date night once a month. These all seem like elementary things, but I feel like due to quarantine and also due to just the hustle and bustle of building a house and me being pregnant and not feeling well through all of that and his surgery and all that stuff, we like lost that. So we now have vowed to each other that once a month we are going to go on a date night and we're going to enjoy ourselves. I don't really have the rule that some people do of like, oh, we're not allowed to talk about kids, or I'm not going that far with the parameters, but I just definitely want to establish the time for him and I to be Marshall and Riley instead of just mom and dad. That's still so cute to me to say that, because even though he was a dad and is a dad to my 5-year-old son, it's his first time biologically being a dad, and it's like daddy and all that stuff, so I'm gross and cute. But I want to be Riley and Marshall and not just mom and dad, because I would really like for my marriage to last until the last breath that I take. And I feel like the kids are going to move out and go forth and conquer way before that. So we're going to have to still like each other. But I mean, that's the new normal. These are all things that I'm working out. These are all things in life to me that are messy, that are hard, that are weird, time consuming, but worth it. Because I feel like all things in life, if you don't put the work in, it's just like the gym. You're going to get no results. And you use it or you lose it. Like, you work at your relationships. You work to be better for your kids. You work at sleep, which I'm still working on that one. I mean, I guess fashion is on that list. Yeah, like, I don't want to be fuddy-duddy. I got to keep up with that too. So, yeah. Cheers to new normals, y'all. I'm going to go get back to my family because I think it's bath time for the kiddos, and my fiance is a champion and needs some help because I can hear the kiddos rustling. You guys, thank you so much for listening to Really Riley. It's so good to be back from maternity leave, and on Friday, the Fave 5 is back. Yeah. I promise you guys I'm not going to talk just about baby stuff, because a lot of moms do that, which rightfully so, but don't think me ill if that's not the only thing I want to talk about. You guys, I will talk to you on Friday. Thank you so much for listening. It's Really Riley.